Nazir Sonde from the horticultural area says that 3,000 Philippi farm workers will lose their jobs if their organization's bid fails to stop Oakland City developer Wenzel Oka from going ahead with their planned development of the land that is the horticultural area. He will face lawyers from the city of Cape Town and the developers in the Western Cape High Court today, and joins me this morning to tell us a little bit more about what to expect. Hi, Nazir. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
Good morning. Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Of course. So can you just bring us up to speed on what we're expecting out of today's proceedings?
Well, this is the first day of 2 days of court proceedings where I am putting on review six development permissions granted by the City of Cape Town and the Department of Environment and Development Planning and Local Government Minister, MEC Anton Bredel, and also the developers, in court today. So, you know, this is a precedent-setting case. If we lose this case, my life is over, but also five other developments will then proceed at haste.
Now, the concern here, of course, is, as we know, Cape Philippi Horticultural Area is over 3,000 hectares and has been used for farming as far back as the mid-1800s. It's got really great climate. It's got good access to water. Why targeting this area in particular, and how can we, how were the licenses to develop actually passed through?
Well, you know, this is what we want to hear from the court, you see, because, I mean, every single official in the city and in the province are opposed to this development. So, you know, we really can't figure out why Bredel and Plato has stubbornly supported the development to the extent that they even want to take me want to oppose me in court with my own tax money. Mm. And you know, the thing about the social housing is that, you know, the city knows that in 2010 they did a study to show where exactly in the city you have land for social and other housing opportunities. 11,000 hectares exist, and even around the PHA in Strandfontein, in Mitchell's Plain, and in Pelican Park, there's land available. The city knows this. So we just don't know why the city and the province is pursuing developing the PHA, and the PHA is such an important resource for the city and for us.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And just to give our listeners context, 80% of Cape Town's vegetables sold unlabeled in Cape Town supermarkets are supplied by the PHA. 80%. So just talk to us about the kind of impact we could see if, I don't know how much of those hectares, those 3,000 hectares, does this development seek to take over?
A third of the PHA is now held in the hands of developers.
Sure.
This particular development, when this development was turned down by a full city council without a dissenting voice in 2009, I will want to repeat that this development was turned down by a full city council, and Mayor Plato was the mayor at the time, but this development is going ahead. And if this development goes ahead, you know, the impact is going to be severe. So the one thing is that we will lose the rest of the PHA. That's the one thing. Second thing is that we will lose the aquifer. At the same time that we are busy, the city is busy busy supporting developers, it is also extracting water out of the aquifer to augment the city's water supply, right?
Right.
So if you pave this area over, there will be no water sink in the area, and the aquifer will dry up. And before you know it, we will have destroyed the whole aquifer, and generations to come will not benefit from this aquifer. And then thirdly, you know, locally produced food is so, so important for every single citizen to take part in climate action.
For sure.
You know that one of the supermarket retailers are bringing in, the supermarket retailers are bringing in food for all over the country, all over the world. They're shipping it in, they're flying it in. And, you know, just one example of this is on the N1 a few years ago when I jumped into one of the trucks that are transporting food from Mozambique, and these guys were carrying peppers. And, you know, this company, this small little company, was only one of hundreds who are bringing food for all across the country and all across the border. And this particular company was bringing peppers. And the impact of this peppers on the climate is that it generates, it spews out 6 tons of CO2 into the atmosphere, right? And we eat. So what's happening here is we will lose our climate resilience. We will add more CO2 to the atmosphere, cause more extreme weather events and more climate change.
Well,
and what's at stake here is that if we lose the PHA, we will lose the rest of the peri-urban farmland that are today supplying the city with vegetables. And more and more of those vegetables will be sourced outside the city and across borders.
No,
and that's a problem for the city.
Okay, so I can see from the perspective of, yes, localizing the food security, for example, as well as retaining the business angle, or sort of the business within the city itself, or within the Western Cape and at least South Africa itself, that I do get. I wasn't too clear on the ecological argument there about imports, but I guess you're talking about the trucks, the CO2 from the
yes.
trucks? I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So a single 15-ton truck carrying vegetables from Mozambique to Cape Town spews 6 tons of CO2 into the atmosphere on a round trip. 6 tons. And we have hundreds of trucks doing this. And we will see this escalate in the future when no farmlands in the city exist to produce our food.
Okay. And first and foremost, before those trucks arrive, just the food security itself and the aquifer, I think you raise a very big point. I think it could supply 30% of Cape Town's potable water. If you're standing guard to it and you lose that guard, that's definitely a concern. I'm also worried about your point around the setting of precedent with this first third tranche of land. You mentioned that you feel that you'll lose the entire PHA if this licensing goes through.
Yeah, well, you see, the city and province are supporting developers in trying to maintain or trying to push an argument that this area is an agricultural area and therefore it falls under the ambit of the city and the province, right? So we have an Agricultural Protections Act, which is called SALA, the Subdivision of Agricultural Land Act. And this land act is enforced because we are losing our agricultural land all over the country. So the city and the province want to overthrow this act so that they can get control of agricultural land in the peri-urban areas of the city and hand it over to developers. We're clear about this because this is what they're doing in the PHA.
Okay. And so what is your desired outcome of today's proceedings or the next 2 days of proceedings?
Well, you know, we have to win this. Because a lot is at stake here. 6,000 jobs, 30,000 livelihoods at stake, but also further afield, local food is at risk here in this court case. And also aquifer, you know, we need this aquifer. This aquifer is an amazing resource. It makes us drought proof. Your previous program has been talking about drought-stricken areas all across the country, and here we have a drought-proof farmland, and the city and province is actively opposing me in trying to protect this aquifer. It's completely insane.
Yeah, no. Well, we
should be farming.
We wish you well in your court proceedings today. We'll obviously stay very close to the story. It's critical to the lay of the land here in Cape Town.
If people want to learn more, we have a PHA campaign page, website, and we're also on Facebook.
All right. Thank you so much. PHA campaign website and Facebook is where you can learn more. Thank you, Nazir Sonde, chairperson of the Philippi Horticultural Area.